the Monstrous Child, written by Francesca Simon and read by Eleanor Tomlinson. So, what do you need to know about my rancid family? My mother was a giantess, and my father was a god. The gods are on top. Number one, top dogs, pack leaders. Goddesses are number two. All giants are far, far beneath them, muck on their shoes. But lots of gods marry giantesses, have children with giantesses, happens all the time. No one thinks anything of it. Gods can do whatever they like. In fact, Odin's mother was a giantess, so when Odin gets all high and mighty and refers to the gods as the sacred people, and giants as so much vermin good only for building walls and having their heads bashed in, you just remember all that giant blood coursing in what he likes to think of as his godly veins. The god Frey's wife was a giantess. Thor's mother, Jord, was, no prizes for guessing, but you got it, a giantess. We're starting to see a little pattern here? The great giant killer, the great skull smasher, Thor, is half giant himself. He was probably braining his cousins and aunties with his hateful hammer without even realizing it. But goddesses do not, I repeat, do not fall in love with giants or have children with giants. Until one did. Yep, my grandmother, my father's mother. Thanks, Gran. Granny Loiva was a goddess, keep up. Skinny and bony, so she was nicknamed Nal the Needle. Mum always spat when she said her name. Nal's not coming near you, said Mum, stuck up sow. I can't bear the way she looks down on me. I never asked for Loki's attentions. She can stick to her own and leave us be. Got that? It's important. Loki's mother, my granny, was a goddess, and his father was a giant. Oops. Wrong way round. Wrong. Because then, whose side are you on? The gods or the giants? You're betwixt and between. Children are always meant to follow their father's clan. My grandmother's lapse made Dad an enemy within Asgard. Take a bow, Granny. What's that saying? Better to have your enemy inside the tent pissing out than outside pissing in? Doesn't always work. So, let's get this straight once and for all. If your dad's a god and your mum's a giantess, good, that's how it should be. Welcome to Asgard and here's your gleaming hall. Just look at that stuck-up giantess Girth when she flounced off to marry the god Frey. They couldn't open the Asgard gates fast enough for her and her wealth. But if your dad's a giant and your mum's a goddess, bad. In fact, very bad. Bad. So bad, it only happened once. And so my fate was sealed. I had bad blood. Bad blood from my mother, worse blood from my dad. Can't really argue with that, I mean, just look at my brothers.